What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hey.
And, hey, Goo, get
hey.
Well. Yeah, get well. Mouth.
Give me some good news, damn it.
Well, Giants are good.
Yeah, you missed 2 days worth of victory laps.
I am not Michael Strahan.
When was that?
What did he mean there? I'm not God!
Well, we know that. That reminds me, we do have to talk about, sometime in the 1 o'clock hour maybe, the top 25 most influential sports media professionals of the last 25 years. Because Michael Strahan was on that list.
Yes, he was.
It was an interesting, top four, top five.
Yeah, I want you to help explain some stuff to me. Because I don't...
Awful announcing.
This one guy I don't understand, and you can help me shed light on it. Jonathan Kuminga, Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area, wrote that the Warriors right now are anticipating that Kuminga is going to sign the qualifying offer at 7.9, come back and play with a no-trade clause, and that probably means his long-term prospects here are no longer. He's got a 2-year deal sitting in front of him for 45 that he's apparently not interested in signing because it's got a team option on the second year. He wants a player option. They don't want to give him that. I mean, I guess the one thing that it's still on the table would be if they can reconcile, and if it's just a negotiation, maybe there's wiggle room like there was for Josh Giddey, who got a 4-year $100 million deal. I mean, would Kuminga sign a 3-year contract? I don't know that he would now, unless, we're talking 25 plus a year, but I don't know. He's put himself in this spot and he's taken it this far. So have the Warriors. So something's got to give. There's no doubt.
Well, I think he would sign a 3-year deal. But I don't know if he would sign it with the Golden State Warriors. He wanted one from Phoenix. He wanted one from Sacramento. They couldn't agree to terms because of the players coming back. But that's why I think that this is it would be a disaster if he signs the qualifying offer. I've maintained this the whole summer. Yes, the Warriors would not be strapped to a player long term that maybe they're not in love with. I don't know. But you don't get anything back. And in a moment, Steiny, I want to hear from Steph Curry, who was on the Today Show. It was a Good Morning America. And he was talking about what he wants the rest of his career to be. And this is the other part that's complicated with the Kuminga situation is if you don't get anything for him, you can't make your team any better. And this team has a very small window. And I don't know if they can, I don't I mean, coming into the year, I don't look at them like a championship team. But you have one asset left to upgrade this roster. And if he signs the qualifying offer, you don't have a chance to upgrade your team. And you're basically just letting an asset that you've been sitting on for 2 or 3 years walk, and you don't get anything back.
It would not be the way people drew it up.
You'd save money, but you wouldn't help your team.
No. Let's go to Tim's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I just had a quick question for you guys. Would he, like, say 3 months from now, right, they would still be able to trade him? But, like, say Phoenix wanted to do, like, the 4-year $90 million, right? That's what they wanted to offer him. Like, say come February, could they trade him for, like, a $8 million player and then just give him an extension? Like, because to me, I don't really think he needs to have some kind of big extravagant year. I think the people out there that want him already know kind of what he is, and they know the situation he's in. I think he just needs to get to a point where he could just be traded. So I'm wondering, right, like, say for like in three months, can say the Phoenix, like, just trade an $8 million player, get him, and then give him an extension for 90? Would that, because he would waive the no trade clause, obviously, for something like that. It's, well, just that they might get something from him. It'd just have to be like $8 million when they could have got maybe something.
Exactly.
22 or $23 million.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right on it. I think you're right on it.
I wanted to ask y'all. I don't think he has to go out here. I know what y'all saying, he needs a runway to play and all of that. I think the teams that want Kuminga already know what he is. Everybody knows all that. He just needs to get to a point where he could just escape and get away. And
right,
I think it's just going to be, are they willing to take an $8 million? I mean, I would hope they're willing to at least take something. I mean, because it doesn't seem like they want to do anything right now. You know what's funny, y'all? I swear, I wish y'all could find the voice for this. Mike Dunleavy, like last April or May, it might have been Okawa Kami saying how Kuminga was like untouchable.
Maybe he is.
He literally was saying how he was like an untouchable player, and here they are about to not get nothing for this dude. It's absolutely crazy, yeah, fella. So. All right, man, I just wanted to ask y'all if that would be the case.
No, thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call. And so this is where I got to believe, you know, this is where we have no idea what the relationship between Kuminga and the Warriors is. If he plays for $7.9 million for 1 year, that means he decides where he goes. It's essentially a no-trade clause. He's got to approve the team that he goes to. But that scenario has got a little issue for the Warriors. If he plays for, let's just call it the $8 million qualifying offer, and now we get to February, and now, you know, Phoenix still wants him. Kuminga still wants to go there. You can trade him if he says okay, but you're only getting an $8 million player back at that point.
Yeah, and that player is not going to be anything. I mean, the only players that make $8 million are either veterans, most likely bench players, or young players. And a team has no intention of giving up a young player. We've already learned that this summer. And like, when we're talking about this is because Monty Poole reported last night that Jonathan Kuminga is anticipated to accept the Warriors' qualifying offer. I just feel like it doesn't bode well for either team. And it means that the relationship has soured to such an extent that neither side is willing to work with the other. It just, you know, JK does not want to be here. The Warriors are not willing to put themselves in a position to give in whatsoever. They want to have control of where they send him. He wants to control where he goes. And it just feels like it's something that's going to be kind of a question mark again for the umpteenth time heading into a season where the Warriors might have one last best shot to try and do something.
Okay. You were talking about a Steph Mike. Curry. You were talking, yeah, I was talking to Risotto about this Steph Curry cut, and he's, I wanted to make sure it's the one you wanted. It's a little bit longer, but yes. Curry was on with Good Morning America, and there's a lot here, but we can dovetail it into Kuminga and then beyond Kuminga.
I was always told by a wise man when I was getting into the league, like, you want to leave the league in a better place than when you found it. And I think just the way that you see the skill level right now, the way that the range is kind of taking over, guys shooting threes all over the court. But just from 1 through 5 and all the way down the roster, I think this is the most skilled, you know, era of basketball history. And so whether that was, you know, young kids in the game now seeing, you know, my generation, the way that I play and getting inspired by that, like, that for me is important and something I don't take for granted. And then also being able to extend your prime. Like, I'm going into year 17 and really have this belief that I, you know, can be at the top of my game again and win at the highest level. So I'm just trying to get every, you know,
squeeze the most out of it. That's the word.
Until it's all over.
Now, what if I told you that actually is something that I think is very important? Like, very important.
Which part?
Well, Steph's got 2 more years left in his deal.
Yeah.
And he's always been saying, you know, I want to, you know, keep playing as long as I feel, keep playing. But if you listen to that, because the question was, how do you kind of want to be remembered?
Yeah.
How do you want to be remembered? And of course, his first thing was, related to the league, leave the league in a better space. But what I heard him say is now what he wants a big part of his legacy to be is like to be the greatest player at his age in the history of the game, whether it's 38, 4, like, I think he wants to be Brady. I swear to God, that's what I heard there. Like, he's saying that he wants his legacy to be to squeeze every drop out. So he's making a commitment to that. It's the first time I've thought he might play. I mean,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He might play more than 2 years. And I know some people have said, you know, yeah, I thought so too. But it's almost like that's what's becoming his focus now, which I think is very interesting. Not focus to take a precedent over winning a title. But at his age, he wants to be known as maybe the greatest older player who's ever played the game. Maybe he probably wants to be more impactful at whatever LeBron's 40 or whatever, than LeBron is at 40.
Well, I think that's because that's really all that's left for him to accomplish. I mean, he can, you know, winning championships, competing for championships is certainly at the top of his mind. But, like, there's not many things that he hasn't accomplished as an individual. The only thing is how great he can be at an advanced age. I mean, we did this exercise at some point last year, but, like, if you look at all the point guards across history, he's alone. There is no player beyond the age of, I think, 37 as a point guard that has averaged more points than he has, that has been as impactful as he has at his age. So the only thing left is to compare him to the rest of those players, which is LeBron, which is Durant, who is, I mean, they're the same age, but they're playing still at high levels. Like, those are the guys that he's competing with now. And I think that Tom Brady kind of changed the game for everyone in his sport, winning at the age that he did. And I think for a lot of athletes across all sports, and it sounds like Curry's one of them, like, that's the goal. It's to be still an MVP talent and to be a championship caliber player when you're done. Not a couple of years and then you ride off into the sunset, but like the last hurrah, you're going to be at your best. And I think it's kind of unrealistic, but at the same time, I can't blame him for thinking about that because, again, that's the only thing he hasn't done. He's won MVPs. He's won championships. He's been great in the beginning. He's been great in the middle. He's been an all-timer. He's now won an Olympic gold. The only thing there is for him to break through in is defeating Father Time.
Right. Right. I'm looking at, he's 37 and a half. And I think, I'm pretty sure I've done this already, but he's already, right now, at 37 and a half, or 37, let's say, last year, he was playing at a higher level than any guard in the history of the game. And if you want to, Jordan, okay, we'll say point guard, whatever. But
Jordan, when he was on the Wizards, was not as impactful as Curry is currently on the Warriors.
I would probably agree with you there. So right now, he's the greatest. Like, nobody's ever played guard as well as him at this age. But he's a guard. So I think what he's asking himself is, okay, can I play at 40 to a level where now they're saying I'm just one of the greatest older players ever? Like, I am with LeBron, you know, if he can get stuff done at, you know, I mean, if at 40 Steph's still basically doing what he's doing now, and he's not just like a role player, then he might be able to lay claim to being the greatest older player ever, and a guy who just stayed at a high level for almost all of his career. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
I mean, I think, and look, he said something earlier about the skill level of players we can get into in a little bit, but the last part to me is the most important. Him wanting to squeeze every last ounce of talent out of his body in order to compete at the highest level. And that's why, again, with the whole Kuminga situation, it's like there is urgency around this year. There is urgency to put the best possible team around Curry so that he can maximize whatever he has left. And who, I mean, God forbid, but hope, you know, maybe he's got another couple years left. I don't know. But when I hear him talk about what's left for him to accomplish, the only thing is trying to beat Father Time. And I know it's undefeated, but maybe you can push it off a couple years. Like, maybe you, I just feel like with what athletes have accomplished recently, it's sort of defying what we knew to be reasonable for these players at advanced ages. Brady, obviously, is one of them. LeBron is one of them. And then Curry, to me, because of his stature and size, is right up there as well. And so, like, his legacy is only growing to me at this point. And I think he understands that it just, like, age is just a number to him. Or at least that's the way he's going into this season. But that also means that I think when he says he wants to squeeze everything out, like, that also kind of applies to the team too. And that's why a distraction heading into the season, I also don't think he wants to deal with all of that.
Probably not. Probably not. I think that's a good point. The other thing that I think is perfect here is the fact that Steph can almost, like, the only way that the Warriors can squeeze out everything Curry wants them to squeeze out, the first thing that must happen is Steph Curry must stay at a high level. And so the one thing that I kind of like about this situation is that the most important player on the team, Steph Curry, is still committed and knows that he's got to stay at a level under all circumstances, not just because he wants to have a great career, but because that's the only way that the team is going to be able to be, you know, get back into championship contention. So I almost feel like it's, you know, he's got a built-in motivation team-wise and individual-wise.
Do you think that he recognizes that he's essentially in uncharted waters?
I think...
As a player at his age?
Yes, I think he does. I do. And I think he's worried. And you've heard it a lot in the offseason, in the football. You know, guys get old in a hurry. I think there's no... Like, he's aware of that. Like, he's aware of all that stuff. And that's why I think... That's why it's his goal. He's going to retire at some point. I don't know when, but that's all that's left for him, is to prove to people and to players around the league and his teammates that at 38 this year, whenever his birthday is, he's going to be still atop whatever number you want to put on it, and he's still playing, and he's still the best player on the Warriors.
Well, he still can be. I mean, and this is the thing, too. It's like his numbers have... They took a dip last year, but I do think that the Jimmy Butler trade, for whatever reason, like really just revitalized him. I mean, his numbers post deadline were completely different than they were before, and maybe that's why he's now sort of thinking this way again. It's like, I remember, what was it, in December when he was at the podium saying we got to think about the future. And we got to think about the way that we leave this franchise, as opposed to now in the summer. And I know your body's feeling better, and you haven't gone through the wars of a 6-month season yet. But it's like last year, getting back to the playoffs, winning a series. By the way, they beat was it the youngest team in the playoffs, the Houston Rockets?
Yeah.
At age 37, for him to do what he did against the Rockets, maybe that's got him feeling a little bit different about the remainder of his career, as opposed to, well, we got to think about ushering things into the future. We got to think about how we leave the state of this franchise. It's like, wait a minute. Last 2 months of the season into the playoffs, like, I proved that I can still beat these young guys.
Exactly.
That I'm still at the top of my game. And however many years I got left, I don't get to determine, but I'm going to make damn sure that they're good ones.
Yeah, listen, if you're Steph Curry, and you have the confidence that Steph Curry has, how do you not think you would have beaten the Timberwolves? Like it's funny. If a fan's like, oh, we would have beaten the Timberwolves with Curry, I'd be like, you don't know that. But Curry believes it.
100%.
And he's a player, so it's like, he believes it. Okay, that means you're a Western Conference final team. I could see how, like, he has every right to believe they could have been a Western Conference finals team last year. And so that's not far from getting back to an NBA Finals. So I feel like he's got to be still optimistic about this team's chances.
I mean, and I also think, too, it's harder for an older team to think like this, but what we saw last year in the postseason in the East was injuries kind of determine who got to the dance. I mean, the Indiana Pacers were a damn good basketball team, but they also got some help. Guys got hurt on opposing squads, and injury may have prevented them from winning a championship and OKC taking it, obviously, in Game 7. So I think that Curry's like, you know, if I can stay healthy, if this team can stay healthy, we got a shot. You know, I don't really like the whole Draymond guaranteeing stuff, but I think that's the way they're sort of approaching this year of like, dude, just get us to the playoffs. Just get us a little bit of injury luck. And I can beat Tom Brady. I can go out on top because I still got... Like, Brady wasn't as good as he was in 07 back in 2000... What was it, 21, when he won his last championship? But he was still pretty damn good. That Tampa Bay Buccaneers team was obviously very talented, but they weren't the one seed in the NFC. It's like, I just think that's how a lot of these athletes at their advanced ages are looking at this. Like, just give me a chance.
Like Peyton Manning in Denver.
Yeah, he was awful, but that defense was really good.
Right.
It helped him win his second title.
Right. No doubt. I'm looking at Curry's numbers, and he still averaged 24.5. Like, that's a lot of points to average a game.
Well, and I know
for
it
a guy at his age.
I know it's 2 months, incredible. But if you look at the last 2 months of the year, I think he was up to like 28 points a game.
Yeah. His minutes the last 3 years have gone from 34.7 to 32.7. Last year, 32.2. So his minutes dropped marginally in the last year or two. His shooting percentage is, you know, they're still right there. He's 45-40, essentially. The three ball's not up at 44% like it has been, but it's still right at 40 pretty much, 39.7. I look at Steph Curry and think that he is right now committed to like being the NBA's version of Tom Brady. And it feels like LeBron's not. It feels like this is LeBron's last year.
You think so?
I do.
I'm surprised we haven't heard about it yet.
Although,
so he can set up the tour.
Well, he's a free agent at the end of the year no matter what, right?
Yeah.
So this is going to be a year of LeBron speculation. Don't you think? Are you going to retire? Well, I might. I'm thinking about it. But then he could just go into the offseason and sign anywhere he wants. And everybody's going to be on the edge of their seat waiting to know what LeBron's going to do.
It's true.
So,
and whether or not he could come to Golden State. I know. That door isn't closed.
I agree.
I don't think it's closed yet.
I don't either.
Because it's been open very marginally for like 18 months.
Yeah, if you said, Steiny, how much would you bet on the Warriors, on LeBron James never plays for the Warriors? I'd say, I'm not going to make that bet. I'm not there yet, sorry. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.